Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Craig Panthers Basketball on KRBD. I'm John Morris. We're about ready to go here. The starters are coming out to the court. Starters for the Panthers tonight. Looks like it's going to be Raven. Oh, it's a little change. Yeah, Raven Krolikowski out there, along with Melissa Castle, Maggie Denon, Katie Denon, and Janetta Johnson. Same starters as last night's game for the Panthers. They won last night's game by a score of 73-44. Tip controlled by Rangel. It comes to Erica Smith. She'll get it back to Alyssa Allen. Allen works toward the top. Now passes left to Michaela Rooney. Rooney drives the left side, gets it back to Smith. Smith will back it out. Go around a pick from Michaela Stokes. Passes it now to Stokes at the top of the key. Pass inside for Alani Bunas. Out of bounds. It was last touched by a Craig Panther. It'll be in for the Lady Wolves under their own basket. Alyssa Allen to inbound. Gets it into Smith. Smith works toward Stokes. Stokes back into the right corner. Out top for Rooney. Rooney and Stokes play catch. Now Stokes and Allen on the left. Here's a pass into the high post for Stokes to Rooney on the right. Back to Smith at the top. There's a near steal by Katie Denon. Katie Denon, that is. And ball comes to Allen. Allen back to Smith. Smith works left. She's got Maggie Denon, and there's a steal by Castle as Denon in there on the defense. Castle takes it in, can't get it to go. Pass inside for Castle, knocked out of bounds. It'll be in for the Craig Panthers. Got a quick timeout taken by Coach Dave Silva of the Wrangell Wolves. The short timeout, we'll keep it right here and let you know that the JV games earlier, Wrangell won the boys' game, just completed 64-50. Close game until midway through the fourth quarter, and Wrangell opened it up. And the girls' JV, very close game, Craig winning 35-31. We'll have the scoring on those games at some point in this ball game. The timeout's over. It's going to be Craig's ball under their own basket. Johnson to inbound. She finds Castle cutting to the basket, and Melissa Castle puts it up and in. First points of the ball game, a minute and 20 seconds in. Craig on top, 2-0. Here's a pass for Rooney, goes through her hands. She's able to recover. She'll drive to the top of the key. Out to Allen on the left wing. All of Rangel's passing has been going on around the perimeter, around the arc. One pass inside so far for Bunas, and that was tipped out of bounds. Allen drives the left side and draws the foul. That foul on Janetta Johnson. First foul of the game. Allen into Smith. Smith takes it toward the basket. Now she'll lose it, drop it out of bounds. Let's see if that was knocked out. Last touch by a Craig player. Allen to inbound. Run out of time here. Good defense. There's a pass inside for Bunas. She puts it up off the glass and in. Boy, that was almost a 5-second count. Bunas came open in the nick of time. Here's Denon firing a 15-footer. Won't go. That's Maggie Denon. Stokes with the rebound. She draws the foul on Katie Denon as she heads up court. That's the second team foul on the Panthers. Kayla Rooney into the front court, up the left side. Get it to Allen on the left wing. She'll drive left down the baseline, and she's cut off and fouled, I believe, by Johnson. We'll see. Maybe that's Castle down there. No, that's Johnson's second foul, third team. Eunice. Eunice in the, out on the right wing, 20 feet from the basket. There's a steal by Maggie Denon. She'll take it in, put it up off the glass, won't go. Long rebound run down by Rooney. Rooney breaks out in front of the pack. She'll take it to the basket, lay it up and in. They double team Castle. She gives it to Maggie Denon. Pass inside, broken up, comes back to Denon. Maggie drives, has the ball knocked loose by Allen, then hit again by Rooney, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Panthers on the near sideline. Maggie Denon into Melissa Castle. Castle works left to Maggie Denon. At top for Katie Denon. So Maggie on the left wing, cross court for Castle. She drives and draws the foul on Darian Meisner. She just checked into the ballgame. Her first, Rangel's first. Johnson two inbound, and we've got a whistle away from the ball. Going to be a foul on Craig. That'll turn it over. Two to make that 4-2 the score. Rangel on top. Pass comes in to Bunis. Bunis to Allen. Allen breaks the press. Johnson right there with her. Johnson hands her off to Denon. Back to Stokes. She'll fire a three. That won't go. They battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by a Rangel player in for the Panthers. 4:37 to go here in the first quarter. 4-2 the score. Rangel on top. Maggie Denon up to the timeline. Gets it to Castle. Lob inside for Prolakowski. A little too tall for Raven. That goes out of bounds off of her hands. Be in for Rangel. Full court pressure by the Panthers. So great screen that she drives toward the basket. The ball goes out of bounds off of her foot. It'll be in for the Panthers. Like a little three-quarter court trap by the Lady Wolves. Not much pressure, though. They'll drop right back into their defense. There's a pass for Castle. Finds Krolakowski, and she'll put it up and in. Tied the score at 4. Raven Krolakowski with her first basket of the game. Here's Meisner. Meisner gets it to Stokes. Stokes has the ball knocked away, taken out of there by Castle. Castle pass for Katie Denon, and she'll lay it up and in. The Panthers take the lead, 6-4. Allen with it to Rooney. Rooney breaks the press. A little more pressure that time by the Lady Panthers. Rangel able to get the ball into the front court without too much trouble, though. Meisner with it out on the right wing. Her pass a little low in there. Comes back to Meisner. Gets it to Rooney. Rooney has it tapped away by Katie Denon. There's a pass stolen by Maggie Denon. She'll take it in, lay it up, and score it. 8-4, Panthers on top. The pressure's starting to mount up. There's a steal by Maggie Denon. Pass for Johnson. She'll lay it up and put it in with the left hand. Good shot. Steal on the trap. We're going to have a quick timeout. Coach Silva wants to talk that over. If this was just 4-2 a second ago. And now it's 10-4 in favor of the Great Panthers. Looks like about everybody, all of the starters with a basket for the Panthers. That's pretty good distribution. Eunice and Michaela Rooney with baskets for the Lady Wolves. Quick timeout. And the starters still in for the Panthers. That's Prolakowski, Castle, Denon, and Johnson. Well, we've got a little cleanup job there. A little perspiration on the floor. Looks like they'll get that mopped up. And now it looks like, during that timeout, it looks like the Panthers have ratcheted up the press a little. They're right there, right there, and they've got a girl on the ball, too. Frankel breaks that pretty easy, though. Allen with it to Meisner. Back to Smith. She'll shoot a three. That's no good. Rebound to Allen. Allen will put it up. That won't go. Ball loose, taken out of there by Castle. Long pass intercepted by Rooney. Rooney gets it to Smith. Smith into the front court to Bunis. Over to Allen. Allen in the left corner. Out for Rooney. Rooney back to Smith. Smith around the top, 30 feet from the basket. And Maggie Denon right there with her. Passed into the low post for Bunis. Back to Allen. Allen drives and draws the foul. I think that's going to go on Janetta Johnson. And if it does, that'll be three on her. And we still got 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Pass inside for Stokes for Bunis. She puts it up and in. She's got 4 points. Here's Denon open from about 18, just a step inside the three-point line, and Maggie Denon has her fourth point. Here's Bunis driving the baseline, can't get it to go. Rebound comes to Katie Denon, and it's knocked away from her from behind by Rooney. There's a steal by Rooney. Rooney into the front court, ball knocked loose, and out of bounds it goes. That's going to be Rangel's ball. Allen with it. 12-6 the score. Panthers on top. Here's Stokes. Cross court for Smith. Smith into the left wing area for Rooney. Rooney back to Allen at the top. Allen to Smith. Smith has it taken away by Denon. That's Maggie Denon with another steal. Finds Katie Denon. Break into the basket. Looks like Katie took an extra step on her way, and that'll be a traveling. Turn it over to Rangel. Pass comes into Bunis. The cross court pass now for Smith. Erica runs that down. As a little tighter press is bothering Rangel a little bit. Pass in for Bunis. She's double teamed down there. And ball goes out of bounds. It'll be in for Rangel. 12-6, Craig on top. Minute and 6 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Stokes with it as we go under a minute to go. Pass for Allen. Allen on the right wing. Pass inside for Bunis. That's all she can do to just get to that. She is triple teamed down there. Castle comes out of there with it. Castle pulls up and fires from 18. Shot no good. Rebound to Stokes. Stokes gets it to Rooney. Rooney to Bunis. Back for Allen. Over to Smith on the right side. Out top for Stokes. Get it to Rooney. Rooney to Smith as they weave on the top of the key. Rangel playing a lot. 35 feet from the basket. And plays right into the quick Panthers' hands, I think. Here's Smith to Allen. Allen way outside with pass inside for Bunis. Her shot won't go. So we're through a quarter, and the score is Craig 12 and Rangel 6. We'll take a short break and be back in a minute.
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salad, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244.
Welcome back. We're about to start the second quarter. The Panthers send out Kayla Hamey along with the Denon sisters and Raven Prolakowski and Melissa Castle to start the second quarter. Wrangell has Buna Stokes, Allen, Smith, and Rooney. We had a little false start there. It looks like we're ready to go now. Amy brings it in to Maggie Denon, to Katie Denon. Katie out on the left side into the left corner for Castle, back to Denon, over to Amy. Amy gets it to Maggie Denon, cross court for Katie Denon. She's in the paint, she'll shoot it up, that shot deflected out of bounds. I believe that'll belong to the Pens. Panthers under their own basket. Darian Meisner into the ball game for Rooney. With substitution for the Lady Wolf. Pass comes in to Maggie Denon. Over to Castle. She's open from three. She'll fire it up. That won't go. And Prolakowski got that rebound, but she was had her shot blocked on the as she tried to finish it off, and she's called well, it's an alternating possession jump ball called. Stokes into the front court for the Lady Wolves. Get it over to Smith on the left wing. Back to Allen in the high post. She'll turn, go down the lane. Has the ball stripped by Castle. Castle out on the run. Get it to Maggie Denon. Has her pocket Smith picked by Erica Smith. Smith hands it off to Stokes. Stokes heads up court with it to Allen on the left wing. She'll pull up from 15. Won't go. Meisner with the rebound. Step back. Shot won't go. Prolakowski has the ball go out of her, off of her, out of bounds, off out of her hands, but it was last touched by a Wrangell player, so the ball belongs to Craig. Katie Denon into the front court for the Panthers. Get it over to Hamey. Left wing three-pointer on the way from Maggie Denon. Won't go, but Prolakowski gives the rebound, hands it off to Katie Denon. She'll fire from 17. Won't go. And Smith grabs a rebound. There's a compound had trouble written all over it. It's Kayla Hamey. Michaela Stokes hit it up court. Smith picked up her dribble, and Hamey almost came up with the steal there. Went out of bounds for Wrangell. Here's Shayna Schultz in the ballgame for Wrangell. To Smith at the free throw line. She drives, drops it back for Stokes, and it's nearly stolen by Castle. She's tied up by Smith, but it's going to be Craig's ball on the alternating possession. Marie Yates into the ball game for the Panthers. Rooney back in there for Smith for the Lady Wolves. Maggie Denon with it at the top of the key. Get it over to Katie Denon. Back to Hamey. Over to Castle. Castle to Maggie Denon. Denon down low for Yates. Yates double teamed and we've got a whistle and a foul. That'd just be the that possibly be second team foul on Wrangell. As Castle goes under the basket back to Yates. Open is Denon, and she'll make the three, just the two, I guess. That was Maggie Denon just inside of the three-point line. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Four girls in the backcourt playing defense. Here's Allen. She breaks in. Shot up won't go. Reaching in and drawing the foul is Katie Denon. That'll send Alyssa Allen to the free throw line. First free throws of the ball game. 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. Allen hits the first. Makes the score 14-7. Next one on the way, perfect. Maggie Denon in the front court with it. Back out for Haney. Over to Weaver. Weaver in the ball game for the first time. She can't get her shot to go. Back to Haney. Haney's shot won't go. Rebound by Dunis. She'll get it to Stokes. Stokes on the fly to Schultz. Back to Stokes. Inside for Bunis. Turns and fires. Shot won't go. They battle for the rebound, and Bunis comes out of there with it. Back to Stokes. Down low for Bunis. Turnaround shot on the way. Good. 6 points now for Alani Bunis as we go under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Amy with it to Weaver. Weaver dribbles toward the top of the key, passes over to Castle on the right, back to Maggie Denon at the top, to Weaver on the left wing, to Denon, finds Amy open just inside the three-point line for a long basket. That's Kayla Amy's first basket of the game. Pass inside for Bunis, turns and fires, shot won't go. Rebound back to Bunis. Shot up and in. 8 points for Alani Bunis. Good job that time by little 5'2 Kayla Rooney keeping that ball alive so Bunis could get the second shot. Here's pass inside by Yates, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Yates trying to find Castle down there. Castle got the ball and drew the foul. Fouled in the act of shooting. It's a 16-12 ball game. Castle hits her first free throw. Fouled in the act of shooting. She'll have one more, and she makes it. It makes the score 18-12, 6-point ball game. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Ball knocked loose by Castle comes to Stokes. Back to Allen. Allen gets it to Rooney. Rooney cross court for Stokes. Into the corner for Rooney. Stokes, and there's a foul. That one's going to be on Marie Yates. Be her first, and that'll be the team's seventh. So, Wrangell with a chance at the 1-1. That's the seventh team foul on the Panthers. Just three so far on Wrangell. Allen hits it first, so she will earn the bonus. And went silent here because the ref blew the whistle and walked over to the timekeeper, looked at something there. It looks like I don't know. Give the ball back to Alyssa Allen, let her shoot her free throw here, which she puts right through there. 18-14 the score. Full court pressure now by the Lady Wolves. Weaver with it. Cut off by Stove. Get it over to Maggie Denon to Yates. Yates drives. Gets it back to Castle. Nice pass. Can't get the 10-footer to go, however. And reaching in and drawing the foul will be Aaron Weaver. We'll walk to the other end of the court. If Wrangell can make some free throws, they can maybe catch up. Lonnie Bunis at the line. She has 8 points. She had a tough time at the line last night. shot on the way off the back iron. No good. And they're getting fighting for that rebound is Shayna Schultz. She's tied up, jump ball called. And on the alternating possession, it will belong to Rangel under their own basket. Alyssa Allen with it into Schultz. Schultz and Rooney get it back to Stokes. It pass inside for Bunis, taken out of there by Denon. Aggie with the clean steal there. Get it to Yates. Yates to Denon. Back to Weaver. Weaver. Let me just see. Erin Weaver. She's a sophomore. She is a sophomore, and she went to pass it inside, and she's not very tall. She went in the air, and the passing lane got covered, and so she came back down with the ball. Called for traveling. Here's Allen back the other way for Rooney. Rooney shot high off the glass, won't go. Bunis with the rebound, put it up and in. Cuts the lead to two. There's a ball knocked loose. They trapped and on. Aggie won't have any of that, though. She gets it to Hamey. Hamey gets it to Yates. Back to Denon. She passes it inside for Hamey. Hamey puts it up and in. Nice shot. 4 points now for Kayla Hamey. And it's a four-point Panther lead. Here's Rooney. Back to Stokes. Oh, that cross-court pass nearly intercepted by Marie Yates. Rangel's ball right in front of the scorer's table. Get it in to Schultz. Schultz out top for Stokes. Here's Allen down the lane. Put it up, shot deflected away, taken out of there by Johnson. Johnson back in there with three fouls. Gets it to Castle. Castle cut off and fouled by Rooney. I guess the shooting foul sent Melissa Castle back to the line. 20-16 the score. Panthers on top. Melissa Castle. It's the first. Next shot on the way, good. So Castle, 4-for-4 from the line, 6 points in the game. And that gives the Panthers a 6-point lead. Allen with it to Rooney. Rooney back out top for Stokes. That pass off of her hands, and it comes to Yates. Yates over to Hamey. Hamey finds Castle to Johnson. Johnson's shot won't go. Rebound taken out of there by Bunis. Get it to Allen. Allen heads up court. Cut off by Hamey. Ball comes to Johnson, and she's fouled by Allen. That'll get Erica Smith off of the bench and into the ball game, replacing Alyssa Allen. Full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. Amy gets it in to Krolikowski. Her pass out, tapped by Stokes, comes to Denon. Ball loose, knocked away, taken out of there by Rooney. Rooney gets it to Stokes finds Smith, open from 18, shot won't go. Rebound comes to Hamey. Hamey takes the ball to the floor and is called for traveling. I think she may have turned her ankle a little bit. She's walking a little gingerly, I think is how they say that. Looks like she's okay, though. She's standing there. Rooney with the ball at the top of the key, gets it back to Stokes, over to Bunis. Bunis turnaround shot won't go, and Castle grabs the rebound. Her outlet stolen by Smith. The ball loose still. Jump ball called as Johnson and Smith went to the floor after the ball. It's going to be the Panthers' ball on the alternating possession with just under a minute to go in the first half. Castle's pass intercepted, knocked loose. Now it's intercepted. Now it's taken right away as by Denon. Schultz had the steal. Denon took it right back, and Schultz reached out and grabbed her. So Maggie Denon will go to, maybe not. I think they're just still just short. I think a non-shooting foul. So it's going to be Craig's ball under their own basket. Here's Hamey with it. Gets it into Castle. She'll drive and fire from 16. Shot won't go. Race for the rebound. It's going to be Craig Ball. Maggie Denon with it to Hamey. Open from 18. Her shot won't go. And Buna make that Schultz with the rebound. Schultz gets it to Stokes. Stokes. Hawk by Castle. Get it to Smith. Smith trapped out there by Yates. Get it into the low post for Eunice. Back to Rooney. Over to Schultz. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. DeFranco can get a shot here. It's 22-16. 6-point lead. 5 seconds. Pass inside for Eunice. Stolen away. Comes to Denon to Castle. She doesn't get a shot, and so the quarter's over, 22-16, 10-10 that quarter. And looking at the scoring for Wrangell, they're led by Lonnie Buenas with 10 points, 4 for Alyssa Allen, and 2 for Michaela Rooney. That's 16. How about that? I got it right for a change. For the Craig Panthers, they are, well, they've got Melissa Castle and Maggie Denon with 6 each. 4 for Kayla Hamey. 2 each for Janetta Johnson, Raven Krolikowski, and Katie Denon. So, there you have it. It is halftime. We're going to take about a 10-minute break and be back with the second half. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. Lots of basketball tonight coming up. So welcome back, friends. We are at halftime of tonight's first ball game. It's the girls' game between the Panthers and the Lady Wolves. Lady Panthers leading it by a score of 22-16. And just like last night, Maggie Denon and Melissa Castle leading the way, 6 points each. 4 for Kayla Hamey, 2 each for Janetta Johnson, Katie Denon, and Raven Krolikowski. Wrangell led by Lonnie Buenas with 10 points. Give you a quick rundown on the scoring in the JV game. For the JV girls, I guess go with that one. That's a we'll get to that. It looks like we're about ready to go. Gosh, where does the time flies when you're having fun. It's going to be Wrangell's ball. They send out Michaela Stokes, Michaela Rooney, Lonnie Buenas, Erica Smith, and Alyssa Allen. Smith with the ball out to Allen at the top of the key. Over for Rooney on the right. Back to Smith inside for Buenas, knocked loose, comes to Janetta Johnson, over to Katie Denny. Nobody came to get her, so she'll fire a three. That won't go. And Allen runs down the rebound. Get it to Rooney on the left wing. Out top for Smith. She tried to go down the lane, but has the ball stolen by Maggie Denine. Take that Denon, and she's run down from behind by Rooney and Smith, knocked loose. So that broke up the layup, but the Panthers keep the ball under their own basket. Johnson into Denon. She'll drive, put it up. No good. Krolikowski with the rebound. That shot won't go, and the rebound knocked out of bounds, so the ball will stay with the Panthers under their own basket. Johnson to inbound. drops it out for Krolikowski. Knocked loose, comes to Castle. She'll drive in, put it up and in. 24-16. Panthers on top. 8 points now for Melissa Castle. Alyssa Allen with the ball. Way outside for the Wolves. Get it over to Smith. Lob for Bunis. Bunis back to Smith. Over to Allen at the top. She'll put it on the floor. Drive it down the lane. Put it up. Shot blocked. And Allen touched it out of bounds. So it'll be in for the Panthers. Allen thought she might have been fouled on that one. No whistle. So 24-16 the score, 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pass inside, lobbed for Krolikowski. Krolikowski double teamed, has the ball knocked loose out of bounds. I guess last touch by Craig. The end for Rangel. Pass, Allen looking for a place to go with it. Gets it to Meisner, back to Allen. Allen into the front court. That's a token pressure. They have a, now they'll clamp it on at half court. Allen able to save it, but she's double teamed there, take the timeout. And I guess that will probably be a short timeout as Allen trapped on the baseline, on the sideline, took a timeout. Coach Silva says we might have needed that later. But this is a short timeout. We'll keep it right here. 24-16 the score. The 6 point lead has grown to 8. Rangel, well, not much scoring really. Just one basket this half. It's Krolikowski, Castle, Johnson, Denon, and Denon for the Panthers. Stokes, Smith, Allen, Rooney, and Bunis out there for the Lady Wolves. Pass comes into Bunis, over to Smith. She'll drive, put it up off the glass and in. She leaned into Raven Krolikowski, got the contact, heard the whistle, and then put it off the glass. Nice shot. Some would say Erica is vertically challenged. She's 5 foot nothing. She gets sneaky in there sometimes. Can't get the 3-point play, however. And the Panthers lose it on the sideline, so it's 24-18 the score. 6-point ball game, 2-2 here this quarter. Allen Hawk gets it over to Smith. She'll pull up and fire a three off the glass. No good. Castle with the lead rebound. Long outlet to Katie Denon. She'll pull up from 12 and bury it. Nice shot. Here's Stokes open for three. She hasn't been open much. That's her first basket. Talk about Melissa Castle scoring, but she's been playing man-to-man on Michaela Stokes, and Michaela's been having a hard time finding a shot. Got no good by the Panthers at that time, and Smith out with the rebound. Hawked by Maggie Denon. Get it to Rooney, over to Stokes. Her pass intercepted by Katie Denon. Has it knocked away from behind by Erica Smith, and that saves the layup. Keeps the score 26-21. 5-point lead by the Panthers. Here's Castle. She'll drive, pull up, get it back out for Katie Denon. Ball knocked into the backcourt. Katie did the right thing. She just went and got it. Let the referees blow the whistle. There's a 3-point shot by Johnson. Won't go. Rebound to Krolikowski. Can't get that to go. Got her own rebound, and that's stolen by Stokes on the fly out of the backcourt. Down the lane, gets it to Rooney. Rooney back to Smith. Smith pulls up from 12. Won't go. Ball loose comes to Johnson. Johnson outlet for Denon, and Maggie Denon puts it up and in. Her 8 point. 28-21, 7 point Panther lead. Alyssa Allen with the ball for the Lady Wolves. She's got Janetta Johnson right there in front of her. Here's Allen working right, drop it back for Rooney, over to Smith, to Stokes, and we got a whistle and a foul. Let him post that. I don't. Okay, that foul on Castle, her first. And that will bring Kayla Hamey into the ballgame, replacing Raven Krolikowski. Lady Wolves ball. Stokes gets it into Smith. Smith into the corner for Schultz. Schultz back to Stokes. Stokes lob for Bunis. Get it to Smith. Lay it up and in. 4 points now for Erica Smith. 28-23. 5 point Panther lead. Castle gets it in. Takes it all the way to the basket. Finds Katie Denon. And Katie has her 6 points. Real nice pass that time by Castle. She drew the double coverage, and I think Rangel just dribbled that ball right out of bounds. Now, knocked out by a Panther. It'll be Rangel's ball under there on basket. Pass comes into Bunis, over to Smith. She drives, puts it up with the left hand. That won't go, and they save the ball out to Hamey. Hamey outlet for Denon. Denon headmans for Castle. Castle can't control it. It's taken out of there by Bunis. Hands it to Stokes. Stokes races it back the other way. Here's Smith open for a three. That's short. No good. Katie Denon with a rebound. Well, 30-23. 7 point lead. Katie pulls up from three and buries it. 9 points now for Denon. And I believe she's the leading scorer for the Panthers. I think she passed Maggie and Castle, who both have 8. Driving with the ball is Schultz. Drop it back out for Stokes. Get it to Schultz. Schultz on the left wing. Cross out for Smith. Smith to Allen. Allen get it back to Stokes. She'll fire a three. That's good. 6 points now for Stokes. And that cuts the lead to 7. 33-26 the score. Castle open for three, and she's got it. That's the biggest lead of the game for the Panthers. They've hit their last 2 3-point shots. There's a pass for Schultz. Schultz to Stokes. Stokes 40 feet from the basket out on the left side. Schultz double team jump ball called. It's going to be the Panthers' ball on the alternating possession. Not a great pass that time. Got passed it right to a girl that was double teamed and nowhere to go with it. So it's going to be Hamey to bring it in to Katie Denon. Denon at the top of the key, pass inside for Maggie Denon, broken up and knocked out of bounds by Smith. Nice recovery there. Hamey in for Castle. Castle hawked by Smith. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be in for the Craig Panthers. Maggie Denon with it to Hamey. Amy can't handle it. Goes off of her hands. It'll be in for Rangel. Now the Panthers match up a little tighter with that press. That helped them quite a bit there at the end of the first half. Here's Stokes open from three. She'll launch it, won't go. Rebound comes to Maggie Denon. Outlet for Castle. Cut off by Stokes. Broken up. Out of bounds. It'll belong to the Panthers under their own basket. Minute and five to go here in the third quarter. 36-26. Craig on top. Pass comes in to Hamey. She's open from 18, and she's got it. 6 points now for Kayla Hamey, her first basket of this half. Here's Rooney back to Smith. Get it to Stokes. Over to McKenna Harding in the ball game for the Lady Wolves. Her first appearance. Pass for Meisner, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Marie Yates into the game again for the Craig Panthers. There's a shot from Rooney, won't go. Gets her own rebound. She's in the paint. She'll put it up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound again. Back to Harding. Her shot won't go. And Castle grabs the rebound for the Panthers. Here's Castle inside. Nice pass for Hamey. Put it up and in. Makes it 40-26. 14-point lead. Here's Smith. Inside shot. No good. She'll draw the foul on Castle. Just the fourth team foul. 14 seconds to go here in the third. 40-26 as Craig breaks it open a little bit. Meisner gets it in to Smith, and she puts it up and in. Erica Smith has 6 points now. Here's Castle. 5 seconds for Hamey to Yates, and Panthers don't get a shot, but pretty good quarter for them. That's another one of those 18-point quarters for the Craig Panthers. They lead it by a score of 40-28. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers! Underwriting support is provided by The Clothes Company. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays. Located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Lady Panthers the best of luck. Go Lady Panthers!
Back, folks. The Panthers send out. They send out Kayla Hamey along with Melissa Castle, Maggie Denon, Katie Denon. I know they got somebody else out there. I'll figure that out in a second. It is Yates, Marie Yates, in the ball game for the Lady Wolf. It's Rooney. Rooney for Smith has it knocked loose. Comes to Castle. Castle with Meisner on her. Here's Maggie Denon open from 17. Can't get it to go. Castle runs down the rebound. Get it back to Maggie Denon. Her shot won't go. Rebound volleyballed out of there. Saved by Meisner. It'll be in for the Panthers as Allen returns to the game, replacing Darian Meisner. 40-28 the score, 7:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tonight's girls varsity game. Castle fired the three. That won't go. Bunis with the rebound. Get it to Stokes. Stokes to Smith. Smith drives the lane. Get it back out to Allen to Stokes. Stokes over to Allen. Allen drives. Pull up. Get it out to Rooney. To Stokes. Down low for Bunis. Shot won't go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. 12 points now for Bunis. That's her first in the second half, however. Here's Hamey driving towards the basket, reaching in and drawing the foul, I believe will be Michaela Rooney. That's her second foul. Here's Yates open. She'll fire it up from 16. It's good. Marie Yates with her first basket of the game. And that makes the score 42-30. Here's Rooney losing the ball, taken out of there by Katie Denon. Denon drops it for Maggie Denon. Denon trapped in the corner, gets it out to Hamey. To Katie Denon, down low now for Castle. She turns toward the basket and draws the foul. We've got a timeout taken by Rangel with the score 42-30. We'll take a break. Well, maybe we'll just keep it here then. I'll give you a quick rundown of that JV scoring. I promised you so long ago. Girls JV, that was the game won by Craig by a score of 35-31. I didn't give you the scoring on the boys JV game. That one was won by Rangel. Kelsey Trojan led the Panthers in scoring in the JV game with a nice 20-point night. Trevor Dahlstrom with 10. 7 for Lewis Owen. 4 for Thaddeus Isaacs and 2 for Gabe Melendrez. And the Rangel Wolves had 14 for Devin Miller, 13 for Robert Marshall and Jake Murphy. Panthers with the ball. Here's Castle, leans in, puts it up and in. That's 13 points now for Melissa Castle. Here's Allen, drops it off for Smith. She'll lob it into Bunis. Turnaround shot won't go. Rebound to Castle. Castle brings it up herself, gets it over to Maggie Denon. Open for three from the left wing, won't go. Katie with the rebound, can't get that to fall. Rebound comes to Yates, back out to Hamey. Her three-pointer won't go. And Smith grabs the rebound for Rangel. Outlet for Allen. Allen works across the top of the key to Stokes on the right wing. Into the low post for Bunis. She'll turn, put it off the glass, and through. Full court pressure now by the Lady Wolves. Katie Denon has it knocked away. Comes to Maggie Denon for Yates. Yates looks inside. Nothing there right now. Get it over to Hamey. Hamey's pass inside. Knocked loose. Comes to Erica Smith. Her outlet for Rooney. Two to all for Kayla Rooney to run down. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be in for the Lady Panthers. 44-32 the score. 4:53 to go in the ball game. Full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. Hamey gets it into Maggie Denon. Denon with a nice move to get around Rooney. Rooney able to cut her off, get it to Maggie Denon. Back to Yates. Yates has it knocked loose out of bounds. It'll be in for the Panthers. Kayla Hamey to inbound. Gets it in to Maggie Denon. She'll get it back to Yates. Over to Castle. Open 4-3. That off the ball off the iron. That looked good from here. Yates with a rebound. Back to Maggie Denon. Shot won't go. Yates with another rebound. Good work in there. That won't. Shot by Hamey won't go when the rebound comes to Allen. Yates. Couple of tough rebounds in there. She isn't as tall as all those guys. Eunice can't get the turnaround shot to go. Castle with the rebound. Long outlet intercepted beautifully by Rooney. Rooney gets it to Soap. She'll pull up and fire a three. That's off the front of the iron. Rebound down to Maggie Denon. 44-32 remains the score as we go to the four-minute mark. Got a whistle. Craig on top of the ball game. Darian Meisner back in there replacing Rooney. Rooney looks like she may have turned her ankle. She runs off. She'll probably be all right. So Hamey to inbound. Pass comes in. Intercepted by Meisner. Outlet taken right back by Maggie Denon. Comes to Yates. Yates finds Castle spinning toward the basket. She'll go under. Loop it up. Won't go. Rebound off to Stokes. Stokes will go down the lane, put it off the glass. That ball won't go. Rebound to Denon, and traveling on the outlet will be Katie Denon. That'll bring it back for the Wolves. 30, make it 3:37 to play. 44-32. Craig on top. Shayna Schultz in for Lonnie Eunice. Alyssa Allen gets it in to Meisner. Meisner back to Stokes. Over to Smith. Get it to Allen on the right wing. She'll drive. Drop it back for Schultz to Smith. Over to Stokes. Down low for Meisner. She turns toward the basket. Has the ball knocked loose. It goes out of bounds and will be in for the Panthers. Full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. Units coming back in. Just a short rest there. Amy with the ball. Gets it in to Katie Denon. Katie gets around Meisner. She races it into the front court. Finds Yates. Put it up and in. Marie Yates with her fourth point. And that makes the score 46-32. Here's Smith driving the lane. Put it up. Shot won't go. Rebound off to Katie Denon. Pass inside. Eunice broke it up. Knocked it back out. It'll be in for the Panthers on the near sideline. Foul line extended. Pass comes in to Maggie Denon. She'll move into the right corner. Pass down low for Castle. Castle with real good position on that one. Put it up and in. Nice pass to get it to her where she, you know, she passed her open. Nice play by Denon and Castle. Here Smith pulls up from 5 feet. Shot won't go. Rebound to Castle. 48-32. Long pass for Yates. He can't come down with it, but that goes out of bounds. It'll be in for Rangel. Okay, so Rooney's back in there for Meisner. Here's Rooney with the ball on the left wing. She'll drive. Get it to Eunice in the post. Back to Allen. Allen drives down the lane, shoots it up and in. That's Allen with her first field goal. 6 points for her in the game. 48-34. Under 2 minutes to play now. Castle with it to Hamey. Hamey back to Denon. Denon to Yates, down low for Castle. She turns toward the basket and draws a foul. That foul is number four on Kayla Stokes. She'll check out, take a breather with a minute 39 to go. Pass inside, stolen by Allen. Nice play. Alyssa Allen on the fly up the court to Eunice. Eunice puts it on the glass. puts it on the floor, then off of the glass and in. The 16 points for Lonnie Bunas. Here's Katie Denon firing a quick shot. That won't go. Got a loose ball. It'll be in four. It'll be in four. The Panthers under their own basket. Amy to inbound. Pass comes in for Maggie Denon. Over to Castle on the right wing. Lob it down now for Amy. Amy has it come loose to Bunas. Bunas tied up by Castle. Stokes back in there replacing Schultz. As the ball belongs to the Panthers on the alternating possession. Amy with it gets it in to Katie Denon. She'll drop it down for Castle. Turnaround shot won't go. Maggie Denon with the rebound to Castle. Castle backs it on out of there as we go under a minute to play. 48-36, 12-point Panther lead. Three-pointer from Hamey is good. That's 11 points now for Kayla Hamey. Here's Stokes open for a three. She got it. 51-39 the score, 12-point Panther lead. There's a ball knocked loose, recovered nicely by Katie Denon. Saves it to Yates, to Hamey, to Maggie Denon. Pass inside for Castle. Knocked loose and out of bounds. It'll be Rangel's ball. 22 seconds to go, 51-39 the score. Panthers on top. 19 seconds to go now. Here's Smith down the lane, gets it over to Stokes, back for Rooney. Rooney inside for Bunas. Turnaround shot off the glass won't go. Smith with the rebound, put it up, that won't go. But that'll send Erica Smith to the free throw line. Shooting two, fouled in the act of shooting. 6 seconds to go in the ball game. Shot on the way, off the glass and around the rim. No good. Next one on the way. Good. So here's Maggie Denon into the front court to Castle, and there's the whistle. That's the ball game. Craig wins it by a score of 51-40. And give you a quick rundown of the scoring. Leading score on the for the Lady Wolves was Lonnie Bunas with 16 points. Next comes Michaela Stokes. She had 9 points, all three three-pointers in the second half. Alyssa Allen had six. Erica Smith had seven. Kayla Rooney had two for the Lady Wolves. Taking a look at the scoring for the Craig Panthers. 15 points for Melissa Castle. 8 for Maggie Denon. 9 for Katie Denon. Let's see here. That looks like 11 points for Kayla Hammer. Or Kayla Hamey. Real nice off of the bench for her. Good weapon to have somebody to come in and shoot like she did. 4-4 Marie Yates, all in the second half. Janetta Johnson plagued with foul trouble today, had 2 points, as did Raven Krolikowski. So the Lady Panthers win this one by a score of 51-40. And we've got more basketball, one more game to go. Best game of the night last night was the boys' varsity game. And we're looking forward to that one. That'll be coming up in about 15 minutes, so stay tuned to KRBD, and we'll have that game for you coming right up. Thanks for listening, and please stay tuned.
Support for Panther Basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee Power Tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities. This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959.